Thanks, Graham. The top stories: floral tributes are being left in Hollywood for screen legend Debbie Reynolds, who has died after suffering a stroke just one day after the death of her daughter, Star Wars actress Carrie Fisher. The 84-year-old made her name in Singing in the Rain in 1952 and was a major star throughout the 50s and 60s. Reynolds' son Todd Fisher confirmed the death, adding that shortly before the stroke, Reynolds had said she missed her daughter and wanted to be with her. More than one tonne of cocaine has been seized and 15 people arrested in what Australian Federal Police say is the biggest cocaine bust in Australian history. The drugs have an estimated street value of more than $360 million. Authorities say they're confident they have taken the entire group out from top to bottom. US Secretary of State John Kerry says Israel's building of settlements on occupied land is helping destroy the possibility of lasting peace in the Middle East. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Mr. Kerry of bias. He said that he looked forward to working with President-elect Donald Trump, who has vowed to pursue more pro-Israeli policies. President-elect Trump has urged Israel to stay strong until his inauguration on January the 20th. A New Zealand yacht, Giacomo, has been declared the overall winner of the Sydney to Hobart race. The 70-foot Volvo-class boat crossed the line second and broke Wild Oats 11's 2012 record. Owner and skipper Jim Delegate says he's truly humbled by the victory.